Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. A lot of you have read my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, and one of my favorite topics explored in that book is this idea that we should talk to ourselves more than we listen to ourselves. So often we get in this pattern, in this habit that can erode consistency, where we just listen. We listen to ourselves when it's the thought, I don't care, or I'll start tomorrow, or this one thing won't hurt, and we just go with it instead of engaging in that conversation, participating in that conversation, showing up and responding to impulse, showing up and responding to cravings or triggers instead of just rolling with them. Have conversations with yourself. Talk to yourself more than you listen to yourself. Talk to yourself about your goals. Talk to yourself about where you want to go. Talk to yourself about what you have to do to get there and why it's worth it and why it matters and what is on the line. It's very easy to listen, especially to our fear thoughts and our lack thoughts and our desire or wanting thoughts. But it's a whole other level, especially in the pursuit of consistency, to slow down a little bit and be part of the dialogue, not just a passive observer of thoughts and cravings, but an active participant in the conversation, a logical part of the conversation, a mature part of the conversation. Talk to yourself far more than you listen to yourself. And listening to yourself is very important. That's a big part of conversation with yourself and with other people. But when we're trying to create change and when we're trying to establish new habits, we have to be very intentional about bringing things into that internal dialogue around what we want and why we want it and what exists between the options of all and nothing. What lives in that gray area? What improvements are available to you today? As you go through this day, as you go through every day, but especially this day, really practice talking to yourself more than you're listening to yourself. We'll see you tomorrow.